Hey, can you find me Grape Encounters Radio?
I suppose it's possible. A fine question. Now can we get back to work? Grape Encounters. Let's start the show.
One of these things is not like the others. Which one is different? Do you know? Can you tell which thing is not like the others? I'll tell you if it is so.
Welcome to another edition of Grape Encounters Radio, the place where we break rules as often as we possibly can. We've been doing it for 3 years now. The number one rule that we first started breaking was the rule of blending your own wines. I'm David Wilson, and like I said, you know, I've been telling you for ages, it's your wine, you bought it. You can do whatever you want with it, and if you want to pour one wine into another, that is okay by me. On the line to discuss the subject is Matt Dubow, the gadget guru from epicstyle.com. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, do you do this?
All the time.
I mean, blend wine.
All the time.
You do?
All the time.
Seriously, give me an example. What do you, like what?
Well, you know what? It's the most frequent, and it's not really, say, a traditional blend. But say you have a little bit left in your glass, and you open up another bottle, but it's a different type of wine. I just pour it in there.
Wow, are you scientific?
I think that's gets down to the most basic of blends.
You were the guy that walked around the frat party and grabbed all the red Solo cups and poured them all together and made your...
I'm definitely not that guy, but I know a few people that did that.
Yeah, and usually there's a cigarette butt in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's got a really smoky flavor to it. Well, yeah, that's a Marlboro. I've seen that happen. You know, it's so funny because the first time that I even considered blending wine, I was actually on a vacation. Where was I? St. Martin. We were with a group, and there was this guy who had been drinking a little too much wine, and he was walking around doing exactly what we were just talking about. He was pouring a couple of different wines together from other people's glass so that he would have a full glass. And I looked at him, and I go, you know what? Those aren't the same wines. And he goes, well, that doesn't matter. They blend wines all the time. And he takes a sip, and he goes, this is really good. And he tries to convince me to take a sip, and I finally folded, and I did, and he was right. It was better than what I was drinking. I thought, you know, it's funny. You know what? There's no law that says you can't do that, right?
Why not? Why not? It's supposed to be fun.
But it's kind of sacred in the wine business that, you know, there are professionals that do this. It's, you know, like kind of being your own doctor.
But I think it also gets you to enjoy other types of wine as well, because you'll be more apt to like, hey, let's try these different types of wine, and we'll go home and we'll blend them. We'll do our own blending.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's an example of where the blending can really pay off. There are, for instance, people who like a cab but find it a little bit too heavy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little dash of Merlot in there will mellow it out a little bit. It tastes pretty good for those people who are not really wanting something that big.
Right.
They want to, you know, one step down. Cab Syrah blends are a lot of fun. That's what I drink. Anyway, so I do it all the time, and I think it's going to be the rage. And it's interesting because Tom Silberkleit, who's the publisher of the California Directory of Fine Wineries, will be joining us right after our conversation. And he has turned me on to some places up in the Napa Valley that are doing blending programs, you know, for their customers now. And I think it's going to catch on all over the country.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great. And I'm a big proponent of blending.
On the line, it is Matt Dubow, our gadget guru and sponsor of Grape Encounters Radio and all-around good guy. But Matt, here's the problem when you blend at home.
Right.
And this is where actually we can actually talk about products here. Uh-huh. Because if you are going to open up, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of wine and do some blending, chances are you're not going to be able to drink all of that in one sitting. And more than that, you're going to have a little more of one thing left over than another. And so it comes down to preservation, right?
Right. You'll definitely need some sort of preservation to keep your wine after you open up those 3 or 4 bottles of wine.
So what do you got in that column?
Well, you have your standard type of pump and stopper preservation system, which I always recommend, whether it's R preservation or vacuum in. There's quite a few different ones out there. Something also that I recommend is Private Preserve, which is an inert gas, and you spray that into the bottle and put a stopper on top of that. That's very, very popular.
That product really bothers me because you pick up the can and it doesn't feel like there's anything in it.
But there is, full.
What?
And that's a really popular...
How do you know when that can is empty? Does it...
You don't hear anything coming out the can.
All right, okay. Should put a meter on that thing.
But you can find that at most of your higher-end wine shops. And also, we have, and other people have, a vacuum wine preserver, which is kind of an electronic device that goes on top of the bottle and electronically takes out the air.
That's a little one that makes a little bit of noise like a vibrator, and then, did I really just say that?
You did.
All right, well, it does, you know, and then pretty soon it just sucks all the air out.
It does. It does.
It works pretty well. And it tells you the temperature of the wine, too, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of great options out there, and you should probably have three different types out there, or at least if you're using the standard pump and stopper, have probably one or two pumps and probably four to five stoppers just on hand.
See, I think the problem that, you know, keeps people away from doing home blending is the fact that they probably feel like they're going to be ruining some wine. Because that actually used to hold me back until I realized that I could preserve the wine.
When you preserve it, then it definitely lasts longer. But what a great idea for a party, though, having a blending party.
You know, I have never heard of anybody doing that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would really be fun. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Would you come? Would you bring the wine?
I would.
You would?
I would.
Would you bring the...
I'll bring the preservation.
I don't think there's
going
to be any need for that. Any party that you and I are both at, Matt Dubow.
I know we've both had wine together, and there's never a full bottle.
Can you look at a half... what is it? Half empty bottle of wine or half full bottle of wine, and not think, gosh, we need to finish that off.
I can look at it, but I do like the finish. And the more my taste buds are constantly changing and getting more acute to different types of wine, I want to taste different wine. Don't want to leave that bottle unfinished.
Preserve the wine. That's the best way to get into blending safely. Matt, I wanted to tell you about one other thing, because you had told me about a product some time ago, and I had never used it before, but I actually got a chance to use it, and I wanted to give you my review.
Okay.
No, seriously, it's a good review, actually.
Good.
I was traveling a couple of weeks ago, as you know. I was up in wine country, and I brought back, I think, maybe five or six different bottles of wine. And, you know, you can't take them on the plane anymore. You got to put them in your suitcase. And they don't take much care with your suitcase.
Right.
And so I used, you know, those little bubble things. I think you call it the bottle guard, right?
Right. The bottle guard, which we'll have ours out here in the next month or so. And they're great. And you can find them at definitely different liquor stores or online. And what they do is it's kind of the old-fashioned bubble wrap in a fancy package that you can put the wine bottle in, and sometimes, you know, a bottle might break, and this protects your clothes or your car from the wine spilling everywhere. And most of them have like a Ziploc bottom, and so you put the bottle in the bubble wrap and Ziploc close the bottom, and it's all protected.
I have to tell you, these babies are airtight.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are.
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're great.
What I want to do, though, is we've got to do a real consumer test on that product. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to put a cheap bottle of wine in one.
Okay.
And then we're going to bust the bottle.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Okay.
Do you think that the broken glass would cut through the plastic?
I don't think so.
That plastic's pretty tough, isn't it?
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
It is pretty tough.
Yeah. So I just want to say I put six bottles in my suitcase, and there was no doubt about it that those bottles were going to be just fine. This thing is really a good product. And they're like, what, a buck or two a piece or something? I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
They're cheap, but they're certainly a lot cheaper than trying to get wine stains out of an entire suitcase full of clothing.
Definitely cheaper than that.
I've actually had that happen, by the way, where I have taken a suitcase off the conveyor belt at an airport and it's dripping.
Really?
Yeah. But the good part about it was the wine was in that outer pocket.
Uh-huh.
which was really the stupidest thing you can possibly do. But I thought, you know, oh gosh, you know, they're careful with it. I had them put a Fragile sticker on it.
Well, that means a lot.
Fragile stickers are free. You know that? Matt Dubow, you are the greatest. Listen, if you're interested in any of the products that we've talked about here, or just want to see, you know, everything that they have to offer at epicstyle.com, then, well, go to epicstyle.com. Even though there are tens of thousands of wines in the world today, Epic Style has managed to come up with thousands of products to complement those wines. It's totally amazing, Matt.
Yes, it is. And we're coming out with more all the time.
Like every day. There's something new every day.
It seems that way. It's pretty crazy.
That's why you never have any time. All right, check it out. Coming up next, we are going to have Tom Silberkleit from the California Directory of Fine Wineries telling us some of the new and unique things going on up in California wine country. And then after that, we're going to two wineries, a big one and a smaller one. And we're going to talk about blending your own wine and the programs they have there for you on Grape Encounters Radio.
Lots of wineries talk about growing great grapes. This winery talks about growing great wines. Sarlos & Sons in Los Olivos, California, grows great wine, period. This family winemaking operation doesn't have a traditional mission statement. They have a family creed. Live to honor those that come before us and prepare the way for those yet to come. It's with this sense of pride that Sarlos & Sons grows great wine. Grapes growing in the shadow of the farmer ensures the highest quality of grapes are used in Sarlos & Sons wines. Check them out at sarlosandsons.com and also be sure to check out their once-in-a-lifetime wines. Sarlos & Sons is a dream coming true, and they can help make your dreams come true with their exclusive once-in-a-lifetime wines, which commemorate those unrepeatable, unforgettable moments in your life. Learn more about this and more at sarlosandsons.com. That's S-A-A-R-L-O-O-S and sons.com.
We are so fortunate on Grape Encounters Radio to have some incredible authors of books related to wine on the show. But there are two books that I really have a soft spot in my heart for. The first one is a book that just came out. It's called Yard Wine. It's a neighborly thing written by Nancy Roddy and Kathy Larson. Oh my gosh, if you want to know how to bring your neighborhood together using a bottle of wine and your front porch, then pick up a copy of Yard Wine. You'll find the link at grapeencounters.com. Now, another book that I've got a real soft spot for is Tom Silberkleit's California Directory of Fine Wineries. There is no better wine-related travel book than the California Directory of Fine Wineries. Absolutely spectacular photographs, great information. This book will make you salivate more than a great Cabernet Sauvignon. You'll find a link to Tom's book also on grapeencounters.com. Check out the reading material at grapeencounters.com. We are back with Grape Encounters Radio. It's David Wilson here, and as promised, I have on the line one of the best friends of Grape Encounters Radio. He is a wealth of knowledge. He is also the publisher of the California Directory of Fine Wineries, and if he don't know it, it probably didn't happen. It is Tom Silberkleit. Welcome to the show, Tom. It's been a while.
Hey, David, it has. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, you know, we talked, I got to be honest with the audience, earlier this week, and I was on that subject of blending wine, which I bring up from time to time, and you clued me in on a couple of things that are going on up in the Napa-Sonoma region, and we're actually going to get two of those wineries on the show in just a little bit after our segment with you. But tell me what's going on. It's getting pretty innovative up there.
Yeah, the wineries are always looking to take things to the next level. And so what I'm finding is in their zealous excitement to bring wine to the general public and get people out of the, off the computer and into their car and visiting wineries, they've got things like, as you were saying to me at one point recently, blending seminars where people can blend their own wines. I love this.
Well, this has been something that I've been talking about since the very first show, because I've been blending my own wines at home. And when I first started talking about the idea that you shouldn't be afraid to do that, a lot of winemakers just thought, you know, I'd lost my marbles and I ought not be talking like that. But the reality is now a lot of wineries are offering blending opportunities. And you know what? They must be listening.
Well, I think they're listening to you, David. And I also think that the public is getting excited, especially when they find out that they can not only blend their wines at these different wineries, but they can take the wine home with them. And in some cases, they get a custom label that they can show off to their friends.
Well, I'm hoping that this is going to be a trend that we see all over the country. And I hope more and more wineries will do this and follow the lead of the ones that already are. But tell me some of the really interesting things that are going on in the Napa-Sonoma region. I know they're getting very novel up there.
Well, you know, especially when we get into the spring, summer, and fall, every weekend, even during the week, there's something to do here. You can close your eyes and stumble upon an event that you didn't even expect. Some new things that I've recently checked out, there's a brand new museum at Bulio Vineyards, BV. It's a historical museum, and it's kind of cool. They give you a barrel tasting and a tour of the history. You know, the place has been around for a long time.
Yes, it
from
has.
From 1900 to present day, the whole history of the winery. And the coolest thing that I discovered is at the end of the tour and the barrel tasting, they let you sample from French oak and American oak, so you can compare how the same wine ages in different oak barrels.
What about attractions at the wineries? We're going to be talking to the folks at Raymond, which is a fabulous winery. They've got some amazing things going on, so I won't spoil things by talking about it now. But what other things have you seen that are just incredibly unique?
Oh, my gosh. Incredibly unique. There are cooking classes springing up at wineries, where some of the wineries have executive chefs. So you'll actually be learning from someone who has some very impressive credentials. This is happening all over Napa Valley, for sure. And I love it, because food and wine, they just go together. So that's one of the big trends. Food is king when it comes to pairing, as you've probably told your guests before.
Where do you send people when they ask you, what do I do?
It's very tough, because when you go online and you go to these different websites, it's really hard to get good, solid information. There's so much fluff, garbage to get through, to just get through to the facts. This is what I recommend to people. If you go to the individual winery websites, that's where they're going to tell you what they've got planned. And I think that rather than any major clearinghouse website, this is the way to go. On my website, californiafinewineries.com, we've got a very simple area, our featured wineries. And you can click on every winery link, and it goes right to their website. I've been doing that recently to get an idea of what's coming up. There are barbecues coming up for Father's Day. I know Robert Mondavi Winery on Friday, June 15th, is celebrating the 99th birthday of Robert Mondavi.
He won't be coming to that.
He won't be attending. Of course, he passed away a few years ago. But they are celebrating his legacy, and it's free. This is what I love. You will find these wonderful events where there's complimentary food, wine pairing, music. And so you don't have to pay for everything. But, of course, a lot of the really high-end events at different wineries, there will be fees involved, but these are all-day events, sometimes half-day events, where you will really have memories. You'll be making memories, having a vacation. I love it. Even though I'm local, I still get a big kick of going to these special tastings and food pairings.
I think that the sky's the limit now, and that's happening all over the country. And the things that are being paired with winery operations are everything from the fine arts to the performing arts to the culinary arts. I mean, there's just no end to it. Almost every winery knows that in order to keep people around, and they do like to keep people around, that they've got to do something special.
Exactly. You know, Hess Collection, very famous for Donald Hess's art collection. He was a very, very big, he is a big art collector, and he's opened up his private collection to the public at the winery. And it's incredible, and there's no fee. You go through this fantastic, world-class exhibit. And then there are other wineries like Imagery in Sonoma County, where they have art exhibit of all of the labels over the years. They've had custom artists paint their labels.
Yeah.
So I love this, because these things do not cost. You get to enjoy them, and then you can picnic outside at many of the wineries.
Well, Tom Silverclite, we're going to take people now to Raymond, and then after that, we're going to take them to Bennett Lane on your recommendation. In the meantime, if folks want to really see what's going on in the heart of wine country in California, you can go to Tom's website, which is
CaliforniaFineWineries.com, And I highly recommend going to the winery page and just clicking on all the winery websites. It's easy, and you get a chance to see what everyone's up to.
And Tom's directories really give you the best of the best when it comes to wineries, not just in Napa and Sonoma, but also down on the Central Coast as well. Tom, it's been great having you on. We're on our way to Raymond now.
Thank you, David.
And that's exactly what we'll do on Grape Encounters Radio. You know, for most people, wine is more than just a beverage. It's a lifestyle, motivating enthusiasts to decorate in wine themes, collect the latest gadgets, and coordinate the table setting with wine glasses and accessories that celebrate the season or occasion. It's no wonder that epicstyle.com is the hottest spot on the internet to shop for wine lifestyle products. Nothing compares to epicstyle.com's selection of clever, functional, fun, and beautiful products for wine lovers. epicstyle.com.
This is the time of year when wine lovers start planning their pilgrimage to California's wine regions. The perfect inspiration and companion is the California Directory of Fine Wineries. Featured are profiles of dozens of Central Coast and Northern California wineries, along with hundreds of color images by renowned photographer Robert Holmes. Plus, highlights of tours, tastings, maps, and events. These beautiful directories make a fantastic gift. Be sure to like the California Directory of Fine Wineries Facebook fan page for wine country news and events each week. Click on the link at GrapeEncountersRadio.com.
From time to time, you hear stories about everyday average people who, while cleaning the garage, come upon a painting that nobody liked. And what do you know? It turns out to be a Picasso. I wonder what it would be like to stumble upon a bottle of wine tucked away in a dark corner of your grandparents' pantry that was given to their parents as a wedding present. Rare wines can be very valuable indeed, and every bottle has an amazing story behind it. If you'd like to get up close and personal with some of the rarest wines on the planet, or better yet, if you'd like to take a stab at buying a bottle or two to treasure or even savor on some extraordinary special occasion, then you need to make your way to the St. Mark's 3rd Annual Cellar Classic, an auction of rare and fine wines on Saturday, July 28th in Los Olivos, California. You absolutely have to be there. July 28th in Los Olivos, California. For more information, click on the link at GrapeEncounters.com. Your Grape Encounter continues with David Wilson, and as I promised you, we're going to take you now to Raymond Vineyards, and I got to tell you what, if you do nothing else today, go online to raymondvineyards.com and check out what they have done with this property. It is mind-blowing. I've never seen anything like it. We're going to take our microphones up there someday very soon, but for the moment, we're going to talk to the marketing manager. He's on the line, Patrick Egan. Welcome to Grape Encounters Radio.
Thank you so much, David. Great to be with you.
God, you know, the reason that we got you on the line is because you're doing something there, and you're doing it in a really big way that I've been preaching for a really long time. I think it must have been about 3 years ago that I came on the air, and I started telling people, you know what, don't be afraid to experiment with your wines. You can blend your own wines at home if you want to. It's your wine. You paid for it. Do whatever you want with it. And a lot of winemakers, of course, cringed at the idea of people doing such a, you know, novel thing. But these days, the wineries are starting to offer some experiences like that, but you're doing it in a very big and bold way at Raymond, among other things. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So I think you're referring specifically to what we call our winemaker for a day experience, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Raymond Vineyards has been in Napa Valley since in the 70s, and we recently had the opportunity to sort of generate some new excitement around it. The Boisset family recently purchased it in 2009. And our mission, I think, is exactly like yours. We believe that wine should be fun, that you should have a great time learning about it, but that ultimately it's all about having a great experience. And the more experience that you can have around wine, the more attached you're going to be to it, the more excited you're going to be about it, the more you want to tell your friends about it.
You know, I said, Patrick, let's talk about the blending, but maybe you could just give us first an overview of the entire Raymond experience, because you've got a lot of different things going on simultaneously there.
Yeah, absolutely we do. So we when you come into Raymond Vineyards, the first thing you'll discover is, of course, the vineyards, and that's sort of where the whole story began and where we started. We started with what we call our Theater of Nature. So if you want to learn about organic farming and biodynamic farming, if you really want to see what that actually means, we have a two-acre demonstration garden and vineyard where people can actually discover the different phases in the theater of nature, as we say, from soil to plants, animals, humans, and then ultimately, of course, the biodynamic influence, whether it's the lunar calendar or the biodynamic preparations that we use in the vineyard.
There's this amazing photo, by the way, on your website that has all of these picture frames. They seem to be just suspended in midair. What's that about?
We said, why do we need a beautiful art collection? The art is nature. It's right here. It's the Napa Valley. We live in a beautiful place surrounded by incredible wines and obviously a very unique place to be as far as the its ability to create great wine. So let's let that be the art. So it's really about framing yourself within the beauty of nature which surrounds us.
And just to describe it to the listeners, it's a number of different frames of all shapes and sizes at different angles, and it seems to be a really immense kind of sculpture sitting out there with the vineyards behind it.
And it's so fun. My office is sitting out looking at it just now, and I love to watch as people get behind it and take photos of themselves. They frame themselves within the Napa Valley.
I love it. Okay, what else you got?
Well, and then once you're through and once you've discovered really what we mean by wine growing and by the vineyards and by the theater of nature and the organic and biodynamic farming, you come into the winery where at first you're greeted by what may feel like a classic Napa winery. It's got a beautiful tasting room. It's a little bit rustic. It's a little bit American West. But very quickly, you walk down a stainless steel hallway. So the walls are covered in stainless steel and the lights are dimmed. And you realize that you're about to enter another dimension, a winery like you've never really seen before.
No, yeah.
And from there, that's the first place you discover is the Crystal Cellar, done in partnership with our friends at Baccarat. So it's a fully stainless steel environment surrounded by the beautiful tanks where we do our fermenting of our white wines, and dim lights. We dim the lights very intentionally, Baccarat chandeliers, Baccarat decanters, and you taste Cabernet without the benefit of light, so that you focus very much on the aroma.
What a great idea.
And the taste of wine rather than the color.
This, again, there's a photograph of this online at raymondvineyards.com, and this will blow your mind. And I guess you have some dining experiences down there as well.
Absolutely. We do. We do dinners. We do lunches. We do private concerts. We've had a couple of great musicians perform as concerts in there, from classical music to, as well, even a recent concert with Eric Hutchinson, who's a great performer of rock and roll and singer-songwriter stuff. So it's really a unique environment in the Napa Valley to discover wines in a completely, as you say, fun, exciting, unique, interesting environment.
Okay, what else?
And that leads you directly into the main experience that we're here to talk about, which is the winemaker for a day, our blending room. So here, you're still in that great environment where the walls are stainless steel, the lights are dimmed to blue lights, in fact. And then you have, of course, a disco ball on the ceiling.
No,
so
it isn't.
You realize that while you may be there to make wine, it's not like any winery winemaking experience you've seen. And the first thing everybody does is they don don an incredible jacket. Everybody has to wear their winemaker lab coats. But these lab coats are silver and red, bright silver and bright red, and hats. And now you know that you are ready to be a winemaker for the day.
Looks like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot of fun creating it.
You know, what's really interesting is that in all of the different sections of the winery, all of these rooms, lighting seems to be the one thing that is so important.
Very key, very key. It creates different moods and different emotions so that each time as you transport yourself through the winery, you can have 10 or 15 different experiences because everyone feels so uniquely different, and lighting is a big piece about making that transition from one experience to the next.
So
sure.
Let's talk about the blending experience now. What goes on in that room, and do you do this every day, more than once a day?
Yeah, absolutely. We do it whenever people want to do it. It's always open. It's available, so we do it every day. It's open every day by appointment. Typically, we prefer so that we're prepared for you in advance. But it's a room where you can bring you and your spouse. You can bring there. We can host up to 14 people at a time, and you start with the blending masters, as we call them, leading you through a little bit of an education program about what really is blending. What is this all about? So that you go into it feeling like you've really learned something. And we had the great pleasure to work with the great wine writer Karen McNeil.
Yeah.
On crafting a curriculum that was very robust, and so you know that you're going to learn something great and really come away with an in-depth knowledge of the blending process. But you're also doing it wearing a silver jacket, so it's a blast.
We are talking to Patrick Egan. He is the marketing manager at Raymond Vineyards, and they have a wine blending program that's for you. You can actually go there and do it. And this is an experience unlike anything else that you'll ever do. And the ambiance alone is worth the trip. So we put on silver lab coats, silver and red lab coats. Do we start the instruction with everybody at one time, or can you enter whenever you want to?
No, we start the instruction all together. So we're all doing it as a group.
Right.
That gives us the opportunity to play and as well to discuss and share among each other, and gives people the chance to taste their, you know, each other's blends and compare and contrast and see the different evolutions.
Do the visitors actually get to exercise a lot of freedom in blending, or are there some restraints?
So here's what we do. We present everybody four wines. The idea is you're going to, at the end of the day, come up with your very own Napa red blend. So we give you four wines to blend from. We give you Cabernet that was aged in new oak, Cabernet that was aged in neutral oak, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. From there, the world's your oyster. Blend as you wish and create whatever wine you wish from there.
And then once you've done that, can you take it home?
Absolutely. That's the best part.
All right.
Not only will you do the blending and choose your favorite blend, you then have to, of course, name your wine. You have to go through the marketing exercise, right? Name your wine, decide on a label, and create your own custom label. It could be a picture of you in the blending room that day. It could be a picture that you email to us later. It could be your own design of anything that you wish. You'll create your own label. We'll print the label for you, but you've got to label it. You've got to bottle it. You've got to capsule it. You've got to cork it. You get your wine perfectly ready to go, and you'll take home your own bottle that day.
So you understand not only the art of blending, but the whole process from soup to nuts.
Of course, yeah. In the market,
I
think people love coming up with their own names for wine. Everybody's got a great idea about how to name wines, and so it's a lot of fun to name your own wine.
Well, I think what's interesting about this is that, you know, when we go into, let's say, a Starbucks, and we order a coffee, if you stand there, you'll notice everybody has a different set of things that they want to do to that coffee, and almost no two are alike, because that's the way human taste goes. You know, everybody's got a little bit different taste. That's why there's, you know, 400 different kinds of mustard.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's exciting about this kind of a program is there's no such thing as perfect. Perfect is what's perfect for you, right?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's one thing that people are worried about when they approach wine. They think, well, wine has to be a certain way. I've got to listen to what the experts say. It's got to taste like this. And we really want to stress that it's okay. It's what you like. Create the blend that you like. You're not going to make a bad wine in the blending experience. You're going to find some nuances of taste and style that are perfect for you. So do it.
The Raymond wines, by the way, have really stepped up in the past few years. I mean, the wines are just incredible.
Thank you so much.
That you're working with, yeah.
We've put a lot of work into it, obviously. We have a phenomenal team, really led by Stephanie Putnam, who joined us just in 2010. And she was previously at Farniente and Hess Collection and some other really great names here in the Napa Valley, and wanted the opportunity to build our program here at Raymond with us. So she's been a phenomenal addition, and she's assisted on the very top end for the Cabernets by a well-known consultant named Philippe Melka, who's one of the Napa's best-known names.
Tell me, Patrick, about distribution for a moment, because we've got listeners all over the country. The wines are fairly accessible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll find Raymond's Napa Valley wines all over the country in every state. And then, of course, when you come here to visit us at the winery, there's some wonderful additional wines. We like to specialize really in Cabernet. We make some Cabernets each from each of the different districts at Raymond. So you can taste Rutherford, Oakville, St. Helena, Stag's Leap and Calistoga, Cabernets, and really discover what are the nuances of each of those appellations when you come here to see us.
All right. Now, before we let you go, you need to tell us about the Red Room.
Ah, the Red Room, the famous Red Room. The Red Room is earning a reputation all its own, isn't it?
Yes.
The Red Room is what we say is the first ever private club at a winery, maybe in the world. It's opulence to the hilt. It's beautiful red velvet drapes hanging from the ceiling. Again, it's Baccarat chandeliers, and it's a completely private room only for our members to enjoy. So we really love the idea that every tasting room you go to frequently, you know, it's busy, it's exciting, you're tasting great wines, but maybe you want to have a little bit different experience, a little bit quieter experience. So the Red Room is a place where you can come, you can stay for hours on end and really have your own experience. There's unique wines that are only made for the Red Room wine specifically. You can play chess, you can play pool, you can play Pac-Man, you can play pinball. And so it's really just an over-the-top luxury, opulent place to sit back and relax and enjoy Napa Valley from a much more quieter perspective.
This is a room full of contradictions, because when you look at it, it is dripping with opulence, but it offers a lot of things that are everything but pretentious.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. And it's so comfortable, actually. It's where we love to hang out because it's comfortable, it's quiet, it's you're transported into another world.
So what does it take to get into the Red Room?
Red Room members, we invite anybody to join. It's relatively simple. It's an annual membership. It's $500. That allows you and four friends to come whenever you wish and have access, of course, to the special unique wines, access to special events that we do only for Red Room members, and, of course, access to the experience of being in the Red Room whenever you wish. Before, a little bit earlier, a little bit later, the Red Room is yours.
Is there a secret handshake that you need to know
to
get in there?
Yeah, exactly, but I can't tell you what it is.
Well, I'll send you $500, Patrick.
You got it.
And then you'll have to. We've been talking to Patrick Egan. He's the marketing manager at Raymond Vineyards, and they are doing extraordinary, just completely off-the-chart things over there, breaking new ground, creating new experiences. It's the kind of thing that we love most on Grape Encounters Radio. And Patrick, I'm so glad you were able to join us today. It won't be long before we bring our microphones there.
David, we can't wait to thank you very much.
Can't wait either. And now we're going to take you to a smaller operation that is also doing blending just for you, or at least letting you do the blending just for you. And we'll have that experience in just a moment on Grape Encounters Radio. You know, for most people, wine is more than just a beverage. It's a lifestyle, motivating enthusiasts to decorate in wine themes, collect the latest gadgets, and coordinate the table setting with wine glasses and accessories that celebrate the season or occasion. It's no wonder that epicstyle.com is the hottest spot on the internet to shop for wine lifestyle products. Nothing compares to epicstyle.com's selection of clever, functional, fun, and beautiful products for wine lovers. epicstyle.com.
This is the time of year when wine lovers start planning their pilgrimage to California's wine regions. The perfect inspiration and companion is the California Directory of Fine Wineries. Featured are profiles of dozens of Central Coast and Northern California wineries, along with hundreds of color images by renowned photographer Robert Holmes. Plus, highlights of tours, tastings, maps, and events. These beautiful directories make a fantastic gift. Be sure to like the California Directory of Fine Wineries Facebook fan page for wine country news and events each week. Click on the link at grapeencountersradio.com.
From time to time, you hear stories about everyday average people who, while cleaning the garage, come upon a painting that nobody liked. And what do you know? It turns out to be a Picasso. I wonder what it would be like to stumble upon a bottle of wine tucked away in a dark corner of your grandparents' pantry that was given to their parents as a wedding present. Rare wines can be very valuable indeed, and every bottle has an amazing story behind it. If you'd like to get up close and personal with some of the rarest wines on the planet, or better yet, if you'd like to take a stab at buying a bottle or two to treasure or even savor on some extraordinary special occasion, then you need to make your way to the St. Mark's 3rd Annual Cellar Classic, an auction of rare and fine wines on Saturday, July 28th in Los Olivos, California. You absolutely have to be there. July 28th in Los Olivos, California. For more information, click on the link at grapeencounters.com.
Hey, join the party!
From Grape Encounters.
Well, we are almost to the end of our third year with Grape Encounters Radio. And I think it was the very first show when I got on the air, I said, it's your wine. You can do whatever you want with it. So if you feel like blending it, go right ahead. This is David Wilson with Grape Encounters Radio. And the theme of our show today is blending. And even though a lot of winemakers scoffed at me making that proposal to you all, a lot of wineries now are actually assisting you in the blending process, giving you some expert adult supervision. One of those is a terrific winery that is a little bit above Calistoga in the heart of California wine country. It is called Bennett Lane. And on the line is the general manager, Stephanie Longton. Welcome to Grape Encounters Radio.
Thanks for having me, David. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too, because I was talking to our good friend Tom Silberkleit, who publishes the California Directory of Fine Wineries, and he told me all about the program that you have up there, which involves blending. Can you just give us the highlights of that?
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing it for about 5 years now at Bennett Lane. And just a little history on why we even do this blending. One of the wines we're best known for is our Maximus, and it is
right.
a blend.
Right.
Little bit of an unconventional blend. Instead of just, you know, the normal Bordeaux varietals, we like to mix it up. So we put Cabernet, Merlot, and Syrah in there predominantly. And from that experience, people are always in the tasting room for the last couple of years, you know, hey, how do you guys put the blend together? Why do you do a blend? And from that, we decided let's let people come in and experience what it means to blend wines and why you'd put these varietals together. Why are these percentages on these bottles?
Yes.
So what we
And I just wanted to say that that Maximus is a really beloved wine, isn't it?
It's a fantastic wine. You know,
yeah.
loved by the critics and the fans alike. The 2008, our most recent vintage, is just spectacular, doing amazing things for us. And really one of the best deals in Napa. It's only $35, which is hard to find for a high-end blend that gets 90-plus
yeah.
ratings just about every year.
Well, you need to raise the price.
No, we like to keep it accessible, just like the blending. It's something everybody should be able to do, right?
Absolutely. So what happens when I want to blend with you?
So when you want to blend with us, people come out to the winery. We're a small little winery, so we do require a nice, 24 to 48-hour appointment window so we can have it all set up for you. Guests first kind of walk into the winery. We welcome them in our friendly, wonderful tasting room. Take a little tour of the winery because the first thing to do is kind of understand the whole process. And as much as a lot of people go to wine country, a lot of people really haven't had an up-close tour to see what it takes to make a bottle of wine. From there, we retreat to our little back patio in the beautiful setting there at the top of the Napa Valley. And we have a little place setting for each guest with four glasses. You get a glass of Cabernet, a glass of Merlot, a glass of Syrah, and then an empty glass. That empty glass is where you make your magic creation. We also provide them with pipettes and graduated cylinders. They have all the little tools that the winemaker would have in the back. And then it really is up to them to just play and explore. We talk a little bit about the idea of blending and what each varietal does, but it's really all about the consumer making a blend that tastes best to them, because the best
yeah.
bottle of wine for them is what they like the most. A lot of folks come into the blending, you know, thinking, oh, I just like Cabernet, and why would I put Syrah in there? And
yeah.
once they start to blend, they kind of discover these new things. And I always tell people, too, when they think they have the blend that they love, to dump it out and try something totally opposite just to see if they like it, just to play. Because when else do you have all these wines in front of you just to tinker with?
Well, if I love it, I'm not dumping it out.
Well,
I'm going to dump it.
Glass,
I'm going
right?
to dump it someplace else. Yeah, exactly. But it's not going in the spittoon. No. But
after folks figure out that blend that is their very favorite, we actually guide them through making their own bottle. We get the percentages just like it needs to be based on what they put in their little magic glass. They pour it into their empty bottle that we provide for them. They use our hand corking machine, our hand capsule spinner, and then they put a label on it. And we actually provide them with a little neck tag, too, to show the date of when they made it and what the blend is. So when they pop that and open it later, they remember what they did.
You know what I always have wondered? Why wineries don't sell blending kits to their customers. In other words, you know, send out three bottles or four bottles of wine and a little recipe book that says, you know, here are different ways that you can configure these blends and have some fun.
No, absolutely. It's a great idea, and we're doing essentially that just in person with a little guidance, but it's certainly something that people can put together and do like that.
Would you discourage somebody from just blending at home with the wines that they have?
Absolutely not.
Do you ever do it?
I have before, yeah, of course. That's kind of where all this idea comes from. Like I said, just kind of thinking the way a winemaker does. When a winemaker's back there, he's like a chef, you know, making his magic sauce, you know. Little bit of this, little bit of that. Oh, it needs more pepper. Well, maybe I'll add more Syrah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's fun to play with. And the best way to learn is to experiment and play around with your wine and see what you can do. That's the whole idea of our blending. And the other thing I love about it is it's one of the few experiences in wine country that's great for enophiles and beginners alike. You get lots of groups and couples traveling together where one or two people are, you know, they're the guys that already know where they want to do, and these are their favorite wines. Then you've got other folks in the group. It's their first visit to the Valley, and they're still learning. And this is a great experience because even those enophiles, they've never played with their wine and blended like this. They learn something new about their palate, and the beginners learn, hey, now I know the difference between Cabernet and Merlot, and I know what happens when you put them together. And well, it's a great thing.
Well, there you have it. On Grape Encounters Radio, we're here to set you free and let you do things that you weren't allowed to do before. And one place where you can do that is Bennett Lane Winery. And if you want to know more about them, you can go to BennettLane.com. And Stephanie, I presume that they can ask for you if they want to learn more about coming up to the winery.
Absolutely. We're a small team up there at Bennett Lane. So give us a call or check us out online, and we'd be happy to set your group up with a little adventure of your own.
Okay. You definitely get our recommendation on Grape Encounters, and that's all the time we've got this week, kids. So we'll be back with another Grape Encounter for you next week. Same time, same channel. Thanks for being with us.
Bye, boy.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Yar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your weekend from Grape Encounters. I'll see you next week.